So no matter which system you use or what system you use, just know that, like me, you probably have multiple hair textures on your head, and that's totally fine.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode is brought to you by Curls, Kinks, and Culture. I wanted to share with you guys that we, Proud and Curly, are going to be at Curls, Kinks, and Culture Fest. It is on October the 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. It is a pop-up party in the park hosted by Talia Wajid. I'm so excited to announce that Proud and Curly will be there, and we'll have our own booth, and you guys can experience the podcast in person. You also can meet me and talk with me. I would love to see you guys. I was actually at Curl Fest with a few of some familiar voices, maybe. I don't know if you guys have seen them other than on Instagram, but Amelia and Corey, two of the guests here on this podcast in the early episodes, were with me repping Proud and Curly. We also had on some new Proud and Curly shirts that are going to be coming soon, so stay tuned for that. But on October 5th, Saturday, October 5th, from 11 to 7 p.m., we are going to be at the Curls, Kinks, and Culture Fest, and it's going to be at Historic Fourth Ward in the Skate Park. So it's like right off the Beltline in Atlanta. It's right off the Beltline by the skate park. So it's going to be so fun. It's going to be so much fun. It's outside. They're going to have music, other freebies, food and drinks, and like yoga and stuff. So it sounds super fun. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a whole tent. Also, Corey is going to be there. She's going to have her own tent for Crochet by Kay. If you guys haven't seen any of her crochet pieces, you will see it that day. But definitely come out, come see us, and would love to take a picture with you. Would love to hear your journey. And yeah, I'll see you guys then on October 5th, Curls, Kinks, and Culture. The event is free, so you guys don't have to pay anything to get there. All you have to do is just show up, come say hi, and yeah, I would love to see you guys. All right, let's get into the show.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host, and today we're back with another solo episode. If you guys don't know, we do these episodes on YouTube as well, so go ahead and check us out. The link is in the show notes. And if you're on YouTube, we're also on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. So if you're wanting to watch or if you're wanting to listen on the go, we got you. So today we're going to jump right into our solo episode, and today we're going to be talking about hair typing, how to find out your hair type. What is your hair type? A hair type. Are you a 3B? Are you a 4A? Are you a 4C? Like, what does that mean? So today we're jumping into that. What are the hair types? And what are these different systems? Because they're actually more than just the 4A, 3B hair system. It's like a whole nother one that I'm going to go into just a little bit today. So the first system is the Andre Walker system. And we're actually going to be talking about the modified system because the Andre Walker system didn't really have as many hair types in the 3 and 4 category. So anyways, I'm gonna come back to that, but we're gonna just start with that. So the Andre Walker modified system is the most common system that you know of. That's when you hear, oh, what's your hair type? 3A, 3B, 4A, 4C, those kinds of words. That's what a hair type is in this system, which is most common. So we're going to go through it. So basically it's set up between the numbers 1 through 4. And so 1 is going to be straight hair. So your hair is literally straight like a line. 2 is going to be wavy hair, so your hair is like kind of like, you know. And then 3 is going to be curly, so your hair is starting to curl like this, and like kind of like an S shape as well. And then 4 is kinky hair, so your hair is a little bit more tighter, so it has like a zigzag, but it's also a tight curl, if that makes sense. And it shrinks a lot, which makes sense as well if you've seen 4 hair. So all of the numbers have A, B, C. So 1A, 1B, 1C, 2A, 2B, 2C, 3A, 3B, 3C, 4A, 4B, 4C. We're going to go more into a 3 and a 4 because basically a 1 and a 2, I mean, if your hair is wavy. But sometimes when you see people with those big, juicy, like really big curls, that's also like a 3A. To me, when I see a black person's hair, I'm like, okay, there is most likely, if it's still sitting above their shoulders, their hair is most likely a 3C to all the way to 4C. Somewhere in between that, don't really see too many 3Bs on like a black person, unless it's like you could tell it's really long or their curls are really loose. And when their hair is wet, their hair is a lot thinner and it looks like it just looks different. And I would say if you're going to be looking at your hair to find your hair type, do it on freshly washed hair, how your hair looks after you wash it, while it's still wet or when it's dry. You can have product in it, but if you did like a twist out or a braid out or something, then that's not your natural curl. But if your hair is dried up, or if you did a wash and go or whatever the case may be, you can kind of tell from there. So for me, I like to say that I have a range of hair types, which is totally fine because a lot of people do have like, pretty much everybody has more than one texture on their head, and your hair grows like in different little sprout, like kind of sprouts. I don't know if that's the right word, but your hair grows like different all over your head, basically, depending on the part of your scalp. So on the back of my scalp, my curls in the bottom of my hair are a lot different than the curls on the top of my hair. I don't know. This isn't really a good, like, showing you a good picture of it because my hair is all. Hold on. Let's get some water. But let's see. See what she does. She's not doing much. This is why I'm thinking my hair down here in my nape of my neck is basically a 3B because it literally, like, this is how people that have those big juicy curls, their hair looks when it's wet. It's just like basically straight and a few little wiggles, and then all of a sudden they have like huge hair and you're just like, what? What just happened? So yeah, it gets kind of like this when it's wet. And if you can see, that's how my hair is on the bottom, but that's not how my hair is up here, like, at all. So, I think I go from a 3B to at least a 4A up here. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. I feel like everybody, do what you want to do, but be realistic. Be realistic. Everybody wants to be a 3B, and whatchamacallit, the majority of my hair is not, and especially in here too, like I used to have, my hair is all, this is not a good day to show you my hair type. I'm gonna have to insert a clip of my hair because it's not a good day to show you my hair type, but I used to say that my hair on the top was a 3C, My hair on the bottom was a 3B and my hair in the middle was a 4A because it gets a lot tighter in there. And I'll show you a clip because it'll be much better than how my hair looks right now. I kind of now keep it more towards, I don't really count too much of my hair down here because it's literally just the nape of my hair. So I don't count it too much, but if we were to count it, 3B, 4A, 3C up here. But this could also be 4A. I've been told 4A before by professionals, so we're going to go with that. But then I know that 4 type hair can get very kinky, and I don't want to be misleading and be like, yeah, I got 4A hair. And somebody else that feels that they have 4A hair is looking completely different. And when you look up pictures online, it's always just like, what? Like, how do all these people, their hair looks totally different, have the same hair type? So that's why it's like a loose kind of thing. A number 3 curl is an S-shaped curl, especially as you get into the 3B and the 3C. And a 4 is a Z curl. And as you get down to 4C, it's a very tight Z. So it's just a very, very tight, curled up. Just very tight. So when you pull out 4 type hair, it gets very long. That's why I'm saying, like, this is, I guess it's technically still an S. Like, I really don't like to be misleading. So, I'm going to put in the clips. You guys let me know, and I'll let you know, maybe in a little voiceover, what I'm thinking then. But this is what I got going on. But look at this. Zigzags. But that's what I'm saying. Your hair, literally, you can have multiple hair textures on your head. And it doesn't have to even be broken up to 3 parts like that. That's just the easiest way for me to see it. But I bet if you were in the back of my head looking through my hair, it might be all over the place. So it might be different for you as well. All right. So next we're going to talk about a whole nother system, which is not commonly used. I haven't really heard about it and I don't really know how to use it or how to classify my hair with this hair system. But I think it's really interesting because I don't really like the whole, oh no, you're a 3B, like you're a 4A, or like really, even when I was going natural, really just trying to figure out what number I was. Like, I really was like, this is just like not the move. Like, I can't be out here. Like, what am I going to do when I know this number? Like, what do I do? It does help you to know, to be like, okay, let me type in what products work for 4A hair. But even if you do type that in, there are other factors that are going to influence how your hair turns out with a different style, how different products work on your hair. There's still many other factors that are going to affect your hair. So it's like you can't really just be like, okay, 4A hair and that's it. No, because porosity is still, you know, affecting your hair. Your hair density is still affecting your hair. But even like the texture of your hair, like, is your hair like more silky? Is it more coarse? And usually that's what the hair system kind of puts in. If your hair is more coarse, then it is more kinky. But, you know, you're not going to know my porosity. But usually, yeah, usually 4 type hair has a lower porosity. So, you know, it kind of goes like that, but you still want to find out those different things for your hair because everybody's hair is a little bit different. And if you do have 3 different hair textures on your head, then that's a whole bunch different than somebody else that's on YouTube or whatever. And they're like, I have this type hair, when they also have other things going on in their hair too. Just saying, you know, just keeping it open, just saying, you know, look at the full picture, you know. So the other hair typing system is called LOIS, L-O-I-S, and it stands for the different, like, ways that your hair are. So L is when your hair bends, but it doesn't have much of a curve. So you know when your hair kind of like, you see people's hair and it kind of like bends in and they're like, oh, I need to straighten my hair. And you're like, your hair's straight. And it's like literally like a little crimp in, like out. That's an L. O is if your hair curls or coils significantly like the shape O, then you're considered the O pattern. An I is if you don't have any distinctive curls. So it kind of looks like the letters. So L is like shoop, O, and then an I is straight. So if you don't have any bends, if you don't have any curves, any curls, basically your hair lies flat against your head. That's like straight hair. So you have an I pattern. If you have the S pattern, your hair is shaped like an S. So it's a little bit easier to understand maybe what your hair is. And maybe it isn't as descriptive as the other one. If you do have like a Z-shaped curl, this naming or this system doesn't necessarily have something that goes that tight. You probably would just be categorized inside of the S curl and be another type of S curl. So after you do the LOIS, after you figure out that part, you're going to also take into consideration your hair strand size, which is kind of weird. Like, I think that's kind of weird. So basically it's saying to figure out your hair strand size is you're going to grab a strand of thread. And this thread, like a normal sewing thread, would be a medium size strand of hair. So basically you're going to take that strand of hair that would be considered medium, or that strand of thread that would be considered a medium size strand of hair, and you're going to measure it against your hair and like literally like take a strand of your hair and see. But the problem with this is like, girl, you know that that's going to be way bigger than my strand of hair. Smaller than a piece of sewing thread, thin, fine hair strands. The size of the sewing thread, medium hair strands. Larger than the piece of sewing thread, thick strand hairs. I don't have any thread, but I feel like my strand of hair would be much smaller. That part confuses me. But that's the next step. And then after that, you're going to look at your hair texture. They have thready, wiry, cottony, spongy, and silky. Thready has low sheen and a bright shine when hair is stretched. It has low frizz and gets wet easily. Wiry has very little shine, low frizz. When the wiry hair texture is wet, the water will bead up or bounce off of the hair strands. So this is kind of helpful because this is kind of talking about porosity. So once you're thinking about what kind of curl you have, you're thinking about how big your hair strands are, and then you're thinking about how your hair reacts to water and how it does with frizz and stuff. All right, cottony. The hair texture has low sheen, a bright shine when the hair is stretched, and it's usually highly frizzy. The cottony texture absorbs water very quickly, however, doesn't get completely wet at first. So that kind of sounds like a normal porosity. Spongy, the spongy hair texture absorbs water like a sponge and has a high sheen and low shine. Silky, the silky texture has a low sheen and bright high shine. The level of expected frizz with this hair texture can vary and it becomes wet very easily. Sounded like I'm still wiry because does water bead up and bounce off of your hair and not really come in? That sounds like low porosity again. So that kind of sounds like what I have, but we are going to do a low porosity test in one of our episodes coming up soon, so go ahead and subscribe. Like I said in the last episode, I think I have low porosity here, but we're going to see. We're going to do the actual test, and we're going to talk about what products work best for each type of porosity and what to look for in products. So definitely stay tuned for that episode. Go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss it. But yeah, those are the two different hair systems that I want to talk about. There are some others. Like I said, the Andre Walker one does have a different version where it has less and it doesn't have the 3C and it doesn't have all of the 4B, 4C and all that. But we talked about the modified one. And the lowest system, We talked about that and went into it. I'm not quite sure what I would be. Oh, yes, I am. So we talked about what I was with the Andre Walker modified. And for the lowest, I think I would be an S shape with a smaller than a piece of sewing thread. I don't know. I don't have a piece of sewing thread around here. Do I? Look what I found. My little sewing kit. We got a whole video for you guys. Nobody, I don't know if y'all watch it or not, but I got a whole video. Okay, so this sewing thread is a little smaller than I thought it would be. So here's the sewing thread. Yep, my hair's still definitely smaller than that. Like, whose hair is bigger than this, though? One strand of my hair? Oh. It's kind of looking like the same size. Okay. Y'all might want to try this. Because I thought my hair was like way smaller than this. And it's not. It's like the same size. So I have an S shape. An S pattern. And then I have a medium hair strand. The same size as the sewing thread. And then I have the wiry hair texture. Interesting. I don't really know what to do with that, but I know what I am in the other system, and I think I know what I am in the Andre Walker. Like I said, I know I have many different textures, but at least with this lowest system, I can put all my hair into the S pattern, even these long, juicy bits at the bottom. I could just put it all in the S pattern. It doesn't separate it, and I just feel like it's all going together. Y'all are probably going to tell me I have 3B, 3C hair, but I really just feel like a lot of the times it's 4A, and it's not trying to play games. It is not. It is about getting moisture, and it is about having some gel on it. Because you guys should see my hair when I first do a wash and go. This is like days later, so I inputted some footage, so go from that and not really this, because this is my hair just way stretched and, like, old. So no matter which system you use or what system you use, just know that, like me, you probably have multiple hair textures on your head, and that's totally fine. Just do your best to see where it is and actually look through your hair and notice those differences, because that'll help you understand what your hair needs more of in different parts. So thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to subscribe to the Proud and Curly podcast, and I will see you guys in our next video. Thank you guys so much. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. And until next week, stay proud and curly.